بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with one more opportunity. One more evening, one more night in the path of Allah. One more tarawih salah, one more tahajjud, one more sehri, one more roza. One more chance for us to secure our maghfirat and our forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the enjoyment of dunya and akhirat in His deen. Now we stood for 20 rakats of taraweeh salah. And what enjoyable recitation, what lovely tajweed. A person could have said that from the start of the month of Ramadan, I've been coming for taraweeh salah. I performed my 20 rakats, completed my Quran khatam. So tonight I'll go home. And I'll read just a few rakats, wadduha til nas, I'll take early leave, I'll go to bed early. But out of the muhabbat, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah kept us in His house. And the ecstasy, the joy, what enjoyment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in His deen. Such enjoyment that we won't find anywhere else. It is mentioned about Shaykh al-Hadith, Mullah Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayh, that on the 29th of Shawwal, when after Maghrib Salah, when everybody was making inquiries, has the moon been sighted? Has anybody come forward with some information? Is it Eid tomorrow or not? Then he would immediately be engaging in Nafil Salah and Quran Tilawat. Straight away he would start Awabin Salah, Quran Tilawat. And as soon as the time for Isha Salah set in, he would tell those Huffaz responsible for performing the Taraweeh Salah, that come quickly, let us start our Taraweeh Salah. So somebody asked him once, Hazrat, why don't we wait a little bit? Half an hour, 45 minutes, perhaps some information will come that the moon has been sighted, and then we won't have to perform Taraweeh Salah. Why you want to start so quickly? So he says, see, as long as we have not got information and the news that the moon has been sighted, then for us it is still Ramadan. We know those in i'tikaf, as they are waiting for the information, has the moon been sighted or not, they have to remain in the masjid. So he says, for us, according to our understanding, it is still the month of Ramadan, and we know in Ramadan, every nafil, you get the reward of one fard. Every fard, the reward is multiplied how many times? Every page of Quran, reward is multiplied. So why must I waste the opportunity I have? I might as well maximize and take full benefit. That's 1-2 hours, even if the news comes afterwards. But at least I did it with the intention, it's the month of Ramadan, Allah will reward me accordingly. But this was the jazba, the zeal that they had, that I mustn't lose their opportunity to secure my forgiveness and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the mashayikh say, we don't know in which gathering, which majlis, which zikr, which dua, which 2 rakats of salah, which page of Quran that Allah will make that decision and change our lives. But we have to be there, put ourselves forward, make that effort. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah has mentioned, and we must have heard it before, that the race horse, as it sees the finish line, it exerts itself. It pushes itself with all its energy and strength. That here is the finishing line, I can see it. I will push myself with all my strength, then I can rest thereafter. And what a rest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the day of Eid. That after the month of Ramadan, all your efforts, all your mujahada, your sacrifice, now I will be the host, you be the guest. So that no matter how pious a person is, he can't fast on the day of Eid. So the rest day will come on the day of Eid. But now that we have just one day left, or less than a day left, for us to exert ourselves, put our heads down, and don't waste a single moment now in these last moments of the month of Ramadan. Like the example is given of that group of travelers who were going through a jungle or a forest, and they get lost in that particular jungle. And as they try to make their way out, they go deeper and deeper and deeper. And eventually they come to a clearing, and they see that this is a very scenic place. There's a lot of trees, beautiful flowers, and different types of fruit, and there's various different colors of stones that are lying on the ground. So some people in that group, they go and look at the fruit, they pluck the fruit and taste the fruit. Others go and smell the flowers. Others are looking at the scenery, the trees and the plants. And some of them look at these stones on the ground, they pick them up and say, perhaps there's some value in it. So we'll put one or two in our pocket and see later on. The others come, they say, why take one or two? Let's take 10, 15, 20. So they fill both their pockets. And then the third group comes and they say, these are stones. Where are we going to carry this weight? As it is, we have our backpacks, we are lost. We don't know when we're going to come out of this forest. So what's the point in us taking these stones? And they don't pick up anything. This group then continues, and by the morning they find their way out of the jungle and they reach a village on the opposite side. When they meet the people of the village, they narrate the entire incident to them, that we had come through this jungle, we got lost, this is what we had seen. And these are these stones that we had picked up, this is what we saw, we haven't seen it before. So the people of the village tell them that these stones are actually precious diamonds, or precious rubies and jewels. And you can't find them anywhere else in the world. But people are afraid of going into the jungle because there's scorpions, snakes, wild animals. And whoever's gone in, they haven't come out again. But here you are sitting with the most precious jewels and rubies in the world. Now we can imagine the regret, those who picked up one or two, what a regret they'll have. That if only we took more, if only we filled our pockets. Even those who did fill their pockets, if only we emptied our knapsack, our backpack, and we filled it to the brim, we can retire tomorrow. Our entire world, dunya is made. We won't have to work a single day in our lives. The ulama explained that this group of travelers is actually insan going through dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept various attractions. The flowers, the plants, the fruit. These are all the attractions of dunya. The cars, the homes, our families, our businesses, our cell phones, whatever else it may be. And these stones that we think are on the ground, there's no value to them. These are these moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. The two rakats of salah, the Quran tilawat, the zikr of Allah. That one dua, a person will only understand the value and how precious it is when he goes over to the other side. When our eyes close, we leave this world, we go into the qabr, we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will have that regret. That if only I picked up more of these precious stones. Now I understand the true value. All those flowers and plants and fruit got no value. But these stones are the things that have value now. So these moments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, when a person will push himself, exert himself. We all are tired. The entire month of Ramadan, the last 10 nights, we made effort, we exerted ourselves to the best of our ability. But now right at the end, shaitan will make that effort. That it's already a celebratory mood. The people are saying Eid Mubarak already. The preparations have started at home. The clothes are taken out already. The desserts are prepared. But now that we will realize and understand, Allah has still given us this chance, this opportunity. We are still in the month of Ramadan, and perhaps tonight can be the night of my maghfirat. I won't know that the a'mal that I have done thus far, has Allah accepted it or not. We mentioned last night as well, that the Salafus Salihin, the Akabir, always had this concern, this fear, that my a'mal, are they accepted in the court of Allah or not? Fudala bin Ubaid, rahimahullah, it's mentioned about him, he would say, that if somebody could give me guarantee that an action of mine equivalent to a mustard seed was accepted in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I'll exchange it for the entire world and what it contains. Because all the other amal, I don't know whether I had sincerity, whether Allah accepted it or not. So if I have some guarantee, I'm ready to accept this. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Allah give us tawfiq that we maximize, we make the most of it. Together with this, respected brothers and elders, we'll try and keep it as short as possible. Just a few points, and Allah reward our akabir, our mashayikh, how they have their finger on the pulse. They understand the issues that are plaguing the ummah, the tricks and the ploys of nafs and shaitan. Ulama say, shaitan has made his promise. لَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I will make my effort, I will make my fikr, and I will make full effort to try and misguide each and every person. I won't rest, this is my work. From now till the day, from the time he was expelled from Jannah, till the day of Qiyamah, shaitan took a qasam to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that I'll make it my life's mission and goal, that I will mislead and misguide each and every person that I can. So shaitan will make his effort. The ulama explained that the person, alhamdulillah, who's been coming to the masjid, he's regular with his salah, perhaps he's set in i'tikaf also, he's reading Quran Sharif, maybe he's a hafizul Quran. So shaitan is not going to take him to the nightclub and the disco. He knows this person won't go there. He won't take him to some place of alcohol where he'll drink or he'll take some drugs. Because shaitan knows, person goes past the nightclub, he puts his head down, astaghfirullah. This is not a place I can go to. But in his own dini efforts, how shaitan will misguide and mislead a person. So one of the major plots and tricks of shaitan, which we all have to be aware of, especially now towards the end, is after doing all of this a'mal, building up the steam and the nur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the takabbur, pride, must not come into me. I must not become vain. I must not begin to think that I have achieved. A person will leave the masjid, perhaps in i'tikaf or whatever it may be. How many Quran khatams you made? Person says 5. I say, alhamdulillah, I made 10. Or you were going to work every day, I sat in the masjid for the last 10 days. And these are the a'mal I did, this is what I did, that's what I read. So much I spent in charity. It should not be that we become proud. That I am the one who has achieved all of this. This was the downfall of Qarun. Innama utituhu ala ilm. Whatever I have done, it's my own efforts, my own achievement. I'm the one that did it. We know, Allah protect us, a person can be going to the masjid. His intention is to come for salah. And one phone call and how Allah can divert him. Just one friend phones him. Something is happening, something happened at home, or there's some parcel to pick up, some deal to be made. And his mind and heart just gets diverted away from the masjid. Allah brought us, this is the fazl, the karam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Without Allah's tawfiq, we could not have lifted our foot, a single foot. We could not have opened and read one page of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq, the ability. That's why we mentioned before also one of the mornings, that the cure for takabbur, for pride, is tashakkur. When a person begins to feel, I have achieved so much, then immediately attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Allah gave me the ability. Allah is the one who accepted me to do this. Allah must now accept it in His court. So we have to be extremely careful that this malady, this sickness, doesn't come into our hearts. We don't become proud. And the second thing for us to bear in mind, as we heard today after Zohar also, what wonderful advices Maulana gave, that when we go home, especially those sitting in i'tikaf, now we've been in the masjid for 10 days, listening to various programs, making the zikr of Allah, dua, tilawat, and we will maybe on a very high level right now spiritually. But perhaps when we go home, our families, because the environment was not such, they had their chores to do, their tasks to do, the children to look after, food to prepare. So perhaps spiritually they are not on that height. Now a person goes home, like Mashaykh give the example, they say a person comes for some program and now he's flying up in the sky, his nazar, his gaze is on the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he's got his tasbih in his hand and he comes home and his gaze is up, assalamu alaikum, he doesn't look down also. So Mashaykh say at least take your gaze off the arsh of Allah for one moment, look at your wife and smile at her. The sawab in that, Allah will become happy. So for us to have this balance when we go home, that with the fikr and concern that some change must come into the home, my house must move in a deeny direction, in a manner that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but with understanding, with muhabbat, with wisdom, with mashwara and guidance from our ulama, how do I do it? In madrasa, one ustad used to give the example, so he used to say that the students come to Darul Ulum, and from different backgrounds, so some student maybe he's the first person in his family to come. And the environment is not very conducive to deen at home. So he comes to Darul Ulum. In the first year, the ustad is telling him that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat on the floor on the dasturkhan. So the student, the boy goes home after madrasa. He stops at the hardware store and he buys an axe. And he comes home, knocks on the door, and he got the axe in his hand. Father asks him, what are you doing? I came to chop up the dining room table. Now the father spent how many thousands of rands on the table? I came to chop it up because Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam never ate on the table. So he says, we don't break the door like this. Person takes he picks up a stone from outside, that we don't have to go for Hajj, Muzdalifah, Mina, Shaitan is here in our lounge, the Shaitan box is there, I'm here to pelt it, I'm going to break it. So of course, yes, we have that fikr, that concern, that my life must change, my family's life must change, the entire home must be moving in the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but with understanding, with wisdom. Make mashwara with ulama ikram, how do I go about it? And one simple way that ulama explain, is that we have constant ta'aleem in the home. That we make, alhamdulillah, the past 10 nights, how much of effort we made, how much of sacrifice we made, sitting for programs after Fajr, after Zohar, before Zohar, after Zohar, then after Taraweeh, night time again, late night programs. We sat, although we may have been tired, but we took our time, we made that effort. Now 5 or 10 minutes only daily. That we take a kitab, whether it be Fazail-e A'mal, some kitab on the seerah, whatever it may be. And as an entire family, we sit together, husband, wife, children, so that the fikr and the concern of the family is moving in one direction. Otherwise we know what happens. I'm on my cell phone with my friends, my work, and all my responsibilities. The wife is on her cell phone, she's got her friends, her coffee appointments, whatever else it may be. The children are doing their own thing, and the entire home is moving in different directions. To have muhabbat, to have unity, and for us to move forward in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have this ta'aleem at home. That we read these incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah has kept effect in it. In these incidents of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Salafus Saliheen, and the effort and the sacrifices that they made, Allah has kept an effect in it. That those who will listen to it, will hear it, they'll be affected. One incident is coming to mind. One alim mentioned in one town that this person came to him and he asked for advice. He says, I went in the path of Allah and I got some desire came into my heart to change my life. So I came home and I began explaining to my wife and my children that this is the direction I want our lives to go in. But he says they were adamant, they didn't want to listen. And they completely refused. They said, you continue, you do what you want, but leave us. Allow us to do as we please. So he came to someone for some advice. The alim says, start ta'alim in the home. So he started for 1 week. And then he comes back and says, I'm sitting there and reading, kitab reading, and nobody is joining me. I'm sitting on my own, I'm reading the kitab. So the alim says to him, just continue. Continue with this amal, with ikhlas, sincerity, make dua. And slowly just request them, that for that moment of time that you are reading the kitab, for them to just remain silent, that's all. They don't have to sit with you, they don't have to listen. Just ask them to remain silent for that 5-10 minutes in a day. So he tells his wife, his children, that I have this request to make. You can continue doing as you please. Watch your TV, listen to your music, go where you want. Do as you please, but just this 5-10 minutes I'm asking for. That you just have a little bit of adab and respect while I'm reading the kitab. He comes back after 2 weeks to say, Mawlana, Alhamdulillah, in these 2 weeks, my wife and my daughter has gone into full hijab. My son also, he gave up his TV, gave up his movies, all the haram that he was doing. The barakat of kitab reading and sincerity. So we have that fikr and concern, and sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it's the other way around. The man has been going to work, perhaps he just makes it for Taraweeh, Salah, maybe the Jummah Bayan once a week. And the Masturat at home, Alhamdulillah, the entire day they've got Bayans playing, they're listening to different talks, advices, they're making Quran Khatam upon Quran Khatam, and their fikr is high. Spiritually, they're on a high. And now they want to also have this concern that my husband must come right. So with understanding, muhabbat, wisdom from both sides, that slowly, with love, with understanding, we explain to one another, encourage one another. And this kitab reading is the easiest and most simple solution. So we make this intention, inshallah, that each day, every day, whatever time is conducive, whether it be after Fajr, after Asr, after Isha, before the children go to bed, we take our time, we take some kitab, whatever it may be, and read these incidents. Ulama say, even if we have young children, even if they are playing with their toys, they're running around, they're laughing and joking. But as long as they are there, they're hearing the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see what a difference it makes in the home. As Mawlana explained after Zuhr, then it becomes a home, not just a house, but just bricks and cement. Now there's muhabbat, there's understanding, there's nur. The entire house is moving in the direction that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And together with this one last point, ulama explained, is that as we do things with wisdom, with understanding, with guidance, we will have to tolerate a lot. But this should not be taken as an excuse for me to falter. That I also give up now the what I'm supposed to be doing and I also fall into haram. And the excuse is that I don't want to be too hard on my family. So one usul, one principle of life, our asatiza used to say, is that be hard on yourself, easy on others. Whether it be in the home also, I must be hard on myself. I must wake up for tahajjud salah. But just make sure they wake up for fajr salah. I don't have to scream and shout at them, why are you not waking up for tahajjud? Why are you not making zikr? Those are nafil things. I must do it. That's why ulama say that the leader of the house, the man who is the leader of the house, the father, he has to be one level above his family, his wife and his children. If I am just sufficing on the fara'id, then I can expect that they're not going to be reading their fard also. If I'm reading my fara'id, my sunnat, my nafil, then there's hope inshallah they'll come onto the fara'id. At least they'll do that. So this is how we carry our families, we make this effort, that first I make an effort on myself, I push myself, exert myself, now this last day of the month of Ramadan, this last night, and after the month of Ramadan also, and very, very, very important, Hazrat Moinuddin Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would mention it also, before the day of Eid, is that after the month of Ramadan, all that nur that we have built up, don't destroy it in just that one meal on Eid day. It is intermingling, breaking of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say, in the name of family ties, all that noor and that whatever we built up throughout the month of Ramadan is destroyed. So let us take special care, especially on the day of Eid. Generally, the mood is much lighter, there's a lot of joking, laughing, and it should be so. It is a joyous occasion, but within the limits of Shariat, within the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down for us. And then we'll see what a change there is. Then we'll be waiting to come to the masjid. There'll be muhabbat, understanding. The children will also fall in line. They'll become obedient. There'll be love, understanding between the spouses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy. As Mama mentioned also earlier, that when the husband and the wife look at each other with compassion, Allah looks at them with rahmat and mercy. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. We make zikr and dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh my most loving Allah, most forgiving Allah, most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, Oh my most merciful Allah, O my Allah, you have given us another opportunity to raise our hands before you, O my Allah. O my Allah, you gave us one more chance to ask you for forgiveness, O my Allah. O my Allah, you gave us the opportunity to make tawbah before you, O my Allah. O my Allah, we have raised our hands up, my Allah. O my Allah, if we have not yet secured our forgiveness, O my Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us for every guna and sin that we have committed from the time of age till now, O my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, don't leave a single guna and sin in our book of deeds, O my Allah. Wipe it out, erase it completely, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, shower your rahmat and mercy upon us, O my Allah. All the goodness of the month of Ramadan, give it to us now, O my Allah. O my Allah, O my Allah, we have tried, my Allah. We have made some broken, weak efforts, O my Allah. O my Allah, but we know you are Ash-Shakur, my Allah. You are most appreciative, O my Allah. O my Allah, Rahim Kareem Allah, accept our efforts, O my Allah. Accept every amal that we have done from the start of Ramadan till now, O my Allah.
Except our Quran tilawat, O my Allah. The Quran khatams that took place, O my Allah. The Taraweeh salah, our fasting during the day. O my Allah, whatever nawafil and optional salahs that we performed and read, O my Allah. O my Allah, accept each and every one, O my Allah. Accept every single action of ours, O my Allah. Grant us the full and complete reward, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, we don't have actions worthy of presenting to you, O my Allah. Every amal of ours is broken, O my Allah. O my Allah, we made so many mistakes and errors, O my Allah. We didn't fulfill the adab and the etiquette of the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. O my Allah, you gave us these beautiful moments, my Allah. These magical evenings and nights, O my Allah. O my Allah, where you were ready to forgive us, my Allah. You were ready to shower your mercy upon us, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, we showed indifference towards it, my Allah. We didn't put ourselves forward, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. But now we have raised our hands before you, O my Allah. O my Allah, we are trying one last time, O my Allah. O my Allah, we know if we knock at your door, you won't leave it closed, O my Allah. O my Allah, open your doors of mercy wide for us, O my Allah. O my Allah, drench us in your rahmat and mercy, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, there are so many problems in our lives, O my Allah. So many things that are worrying us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, some people have financial problems, my Allah. Marital problems. Whatever it may be, O my Allah. O my Allah, you know the difficulties, the challenges, the worries that each and every person has, O my Allah. O my Allah, you know and understand the cry of the heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, O my Rahim Kareem Allah, we are placing our worries and concerns in your court, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know no one can fulfill our needs besides you, O my Allah. O my Allah, we are not turning to some idol, O my Allah. We are not turning to some insan, some human being, O my Allah. O my Allah, we are turning to you, our creator, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you took care of us from the time we were born till now, my Allah. Even before that, in the wombs of our mothers, you took care of us, my Allah. You fed us, my Allah. O my Allah, open up the doors of halal, sustenance for us, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. All those in financial difficulty, you remove and ease their difficulties, O my Allah. Those who are in debt, Ya Allah, you make a means for them to repay and fulfill their debt quickly, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, make us dependent only upon you, O my Allah. Don't let us ever have to stretch our hands out to anybody, O my Allah. O my Allah, grant us istighnaiyat, O my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah. You are the provider, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited, O my Allah. Ya Allah, provide halal and plentiful rosy for each and every one of us, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have chronic illnesses, my Allah. So many people are in hospitals, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of an Eid will it be for them, my Allah? Ya Allah, there are those whose families are waiting, Ya Allah, they are on their deathbeds, O my Allah. O my Allah, there are those who the doctors have given up hope in them, my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, but we know never to lose hope in you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make the impossible possible, O my Allah. Ya Allah, no one can question you, O my Allah. No one can oppose you, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa with no trace of illness, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. All those who are in worry and concern, my Allah. Whatever it may be, mentally, psychologically, my Allah, you ease their worries and concerns, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O my Allah, those who have disobedient children, my Allah. The parents are having sleepless nights, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. They don't know which way to turn, which direction to go. O my Allah, you bring the children back, O my Allah. Make them obedient to you first of all and to their parents, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, grant us pious children, my Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Accept them for the khidmat of your deen, O my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Protect them, save them from all harms and difficulties, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, protect us, my Allah. Keep us with afiyat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all the challenges and the worries and the concerns of this dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all sicknesses, my Allah. Save us from crime, my Allah. Save us from robberies, from hijackings, from burglaries, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, grant us safe and secure lives, O my Allah. So that we can dedicate ourselves for the khidmat of your deen, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us concern and fikr for our salah, my Allah. Throughout the year, not just in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are scared, we must not lose this momentum, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we are fearful of what will happen after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know how weak we are, O my Allah. How strong nafs and shaitan are against us, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we are confessing our weakness before you, our ajizi and helplessness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't fight back, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come rushing to our assistance, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, when nafs and shaitan make their attack, my Allah. Ya Allah, you be there to stop them, my Allah, to protect us and guide us, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, guide us every step of our lives, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Protect us from those actions that will earn your displeasure, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us do those things that will please you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make the akhirat our goal and objective, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, give us that realization and understanding that we will have to meet you, O my Allah. O my Allah, let us prepare adequately for the day when we will stand before you and account for all our deeds, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, take pity and have mercy upon us, O my Allah, through the barakat and sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of dua he made for us, how much he cried for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, he will become happy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have failed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't make his mission our mission, my Allah. We didn't make his day our day, his night our night. His Mubarak teachings and sunnah we discarded, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bring our lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, show us what is haqq and what is true and correct and right, and let us follow it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from batil, from fitna, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know which way to turn, my Allah. So many fitnas are coming, my Allah, upon this ummah. O my Allah, you guide us, show us what is correct, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of the pious, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of our righteous ulama and mashayikh, O my Allah. Reward them for their sacrifices and efforts they have made, O my Allah, in this masjid and throughout the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you reward them, give them jazaya khair, O my Allah. Those of our elders and seniors who are still alive, Ya Allah, you give them long lives with afiyat and sihat and salamat. Give us tawfiq of benefiting from them continuously, O my Allah. O my Allah, don't leave us to our own devices, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we will go astray and mislead others, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the realization and understanding that we need to acquire your muhabbat and your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us some of your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are broken and empty, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing within us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you fill us with your muhabbat and love, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill us with your marifat, your qurb, your closeness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, life has become bleak and bland without you, O my Allah. O my Allah, you grant us enjoyment in deen, my Allah. Grant us enjoyment in Quran, my Allah. In salah, O my Allah. O my Allah, make haram and guna despicable to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us go close to haram and guna, O my Allah. O my Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives, our children, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, free our souls from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, free us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Free us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to realize that it is a reality, O my Allah. O my Allah, we will never be able to bear your azab and punishment, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't punish us in the akhirah, don't punish us in the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't punish us in this dunya, my Allah. O my Allah, keep us in your ni'mats and bounties. Take us in your ni'mats and bounties. Become pleased with us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Accept our du'as, O my Allah. Accept our a'mal, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Keep us steadfast, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.